Turkish War Crimes in Syria, a column by Robin Fleming. In the early hours of Sunday, the 20th of November, Turkey began intensive cross-border operations into northeast Syria, or NES. The Turkish Ministry of National Defense has claimed that Turkey is operating within their rights of self-defense, according to the Article 51 of the United Nations, or UN Charter. Turkey invokes their right of self-defense following the attack which occurred in Istanbul on November 13th and killed 6 people. The Turkish state has held the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, responsible, as well as pro-Kurdish groups on its Syrian border, who they believe to be affiliated with the PKK, such as the Democratic Union Party, PYD, People's Defense Units, or YPG, and the Autonomous Administration of North and East Syria, or AANES. Despite these accusations, all these groups have denied any responsibility for the attack and have explicitly condemned the killing of civilians. Instead of engaging in dialogue or furthering the investigation into who conducted the attack in Istanbul, Turkey has begun repeated airstrikes on NES targeting civilians and humanitarian infrastructure, such as schools, power stations, oil fields, and medical clinics. So far, the Autonomous Administration of Northeast Syria has already reported 26 confirmed casualties, including 14 civilians who lost their lives. This number is likely to only grow as the Turkish attacks continue without cease. The targeting of schools, hospitals, and civilians falls directly into the United Nations definition of a war crime. Some examples of prohibited acts include murder, mutilation, cruel treatment and torture, taking of hostages, intentionally directing attacks against the civilian population, intentionally directing attacks against buildings dedicated to religion, education, art, science, or charitable purpose, historical monuments, or hospitals. How can Turkey feel justified to invoke the UN Charter when its actions could not be more clearly in violation of the humanitarian law and the international conventions laid out by the UN? We have heard statements from officials from America, Germany, Russia, and the President of the European Parliament, or EP, Roberta Metsola, condemning the Turkish air raids. Metsola said during a speech on the 22nd of November, "Turkish airstrikes we are seeing in northern Syria and Iraq after the bomb attack on Istanbul are claiming more lives and causing more bloodshed. Call on the Turkish authorities to exercise restraint and respect international law and standards." The U.S. Department of State said in their statement on the 21st of November, "We urge de-escalation in Syria to protect civilian life and support the common goal of defeating ISIS. We continue to oppose any uncoordinated military action in Iraq that violates Iraq's sovereignty." America's concern that Turkey's attacks will destabilize the region and delay the U.S.'s and the Autonomous Administration's shared goal of removing the threat of ISIS is a valid one. On the evening of Wednesday the 23rd, Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, Commander Muslim Abdi, reported that Turkey's airstrikes had targeted Al-Hol camp, which houses approximately 53,000 ISIS affiliates. As a result of the airstrikes, an unknown number of prisoners were able to escape from the camp. SDF spokesperson Ferhad Shami also reported on the situation, saying 6 people, half of them women, were arrested by internal security forces, or SIESH, after escaping. It is unclear if others are still at large. This is by no means the first time Turkey's aggression towards northeast Syria has directly resulted in destabilizing the region, and particularly the fight against ISIS. On the 10th of October 2019, the second day of Operation Peace Spring, Turkey shelled near Nabkur prison in the northern Syrian city of Kamishlo, close to the Turkish border. In the chaos of the shelling, five ISIS fighters were allowed to escape from the prison. This is the reality of the situation. If the international community only opposes Turkish attacks on northeast Syria with official statements and condolences, and refuses to take further concrete steps to ensure that the violence ceases, we will not see the end of civilian casualties, and the fight against ISIS will become increasingly weakened. We need more than words from politicians. We also need practical aid. Turkey is attacking hospitals, schools, and power plants that the civilian population rely on to survive. Turkey's operation destroys vital infrastructure and damages the already fragile security of the region. In such a situation, it is impossible to maintain or improve stability, which is necessary to prevent another rise of ISIS. It is essential, not only for northeast Syria, but the whole world, that this region is allowed to pick up the pieces and take care of its civilians and their safety. Robin Fleming is an American researcher who worked with the Rojava Information Center